Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 850 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Jason, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is ZipRecruiter. So, hey, if you're going to ever hire anybody, you know, it can be very difficult to find the right candidates. You have to post your job online, and it can be cumbersome to do that. Well, with ZipRecruiter, you can put one job description of who you're looking for onto ZipRecruiter, and they do all the work for you. They send it out to over 200 plus different job sites. They'll help you find the right candidates. You don't have to juggle any emails or you know, anything like that. No phone calls to your office. They quickly screen the candidates for you. They rate them, and you can hire the right person fast. So here's the deal for you. Right now, my listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. Try for free. You'll love it. All right, now here's today's question from Jason.
Hey, Pat. Jason Bordo here from the Solomon's Porch Podcast. First, I want to thank you for all of the amazing content that you provide for us listeners. I'm sure I speak on behalf of everybody when I say it is awesome, amazing, and it is greatly appreciated. So I want to go ahead and ask the question. Whenever you post all of your shows and all your content onto Libsyn to have it fed through iTunes and all the other podcast playing places, do you also store it in a location that you own, such as a hard drive or something of that nature, or do you trust all of your content to be stored somewhere online in, I guess, the cloud? I was wondering because my computer's filling up with a lot of the files from my podcast, and I'm just wanting to know, is there a place that I should keep a hold of it myself in case I need to repost it somewhere else, or do I just leave it on places like SoundCloud or Libsyn? Is it safe? Is it trustworthy to keep them there, and am I able to go back and retrieve them later for whatever reason, whether I want to put it on a disc to send to people or something like that? If you will, please let me know, and I hope to hear from you soon. Thanks.
Hey, Jason, thank you so much for the question. To answer your question simply, yes, I store the files that I record onto my own personal hard drive. That is an external hard drive because my computer fills up really fast. And if my podcasting content was on my computer with 850 episodes of Ask Pat, with 250 plus episodes of the SBA podcast and all those other ones, well, I wouldn't have any room and my computer would be slow, really slow. So I have a 1 terabyte external hard drive that seems to not even be a quarter of the way full now, but it's just for video and podcasting content that I have. Because, yeah, it's on the cloud, right? On Libsyn. And what happens if something happens to Libsyn? Or, you know, they get hacked. You know, you don't want anything to just jeopardize your content in that way, because you potentially might not be able to recover it on the cloud. And so I always have some sort of backup that I have that's with me. I also have a backup for those files on Dropbox as well. And they just happen to live there too, because my team and I, that's the tool we use. That's the application we use to kind of send files between different team members and whatnot. So we have those files stored on Dropbox as well. Just the final files for that, the MP3s, not the recorded ones that I can go back to and sort of reopen in Adobe Audition or GarageBand. Those are the ones I was talking about that I have on my hard drive, my external hard drive. The final files, actually, my team members have those also on their own external hard drives, but mostly on Dropbox too. So we have many things in place to help us recover files if we need to. And of course, they also live on Libsyn or Buzzsprout or wherever else we have them too. But I know from my own personal experience that sometimes you can't control these things. And so the more you can control, the better. And so with backups specifically, I've had hard drive failures on my computer. I've had things on the cloud disappear. I've had companies that I have had content into sort of go away, including books and things like that. So be very careful. Better safe than sorry is what I always say. So, Jason, hopefully that answers your question. And an external hard drive to solve your computer storage issues may be the right solution. So there you go. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by somebody unknown. But this is: never put off until tomorrow what you can avoid altogether. So important. All right, guys, take care. Thank you so much. And I look forward to serving you in tomorrow's episode of Ask Pat. Bye for now. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week, so you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.